Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden has his first phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart. But the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaking. But China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily. They're moving diplomatically. And certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do. And we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Industry leaders are saying the COVID-19 vaccine shots will not be a one-and-done deal. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. You know, we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb noted that the vaccine production is ramping up. About 220 million doses will be put into the market by the end of March. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, was allegedly arrested for DUI in Sandy Hook, New Jersey back in November when he pulled over to take pictures with fans and then took a shot of tequila offered by one of them in full view of the cops. Park police saw what happened and they immediately pulled Springsteen over as he drove away. Asbury Park Press reported Springsteen's blood alcohol content was 0.02, just a quarter of New Jersey's legal limit of 0.08. Questions to Park police about the incident went unanswered. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Tell you. Oh, the forces that we fight against, they can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson said. But somehow, in some way, we have to insist that the truth prevail. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth joins us now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, increasingly frustrated over what I'm seeing on television with what's being presented once again by the Democrats who are just doing an incredible amount of disservice to we the people and what they're continuing to pour into the bloodstream of the body politic with this manipulation of a narrative. Because the thing that shocks me, Megan, is that most of these people are attorneys. And I understand, look, at you know, you've got a court of law that is one thing, but then we have an adjudication process in this combination court of a public opinion and court of, I can be fast and loose with whatever facts and context that I want to do in order to, you know, support my argument. There is no interest in coming to some conclusion other than what the Democratic managers, impeachment managers are all about, and that is that they want to impeach Donald Trump. And if they can't get an impeachment, which the numbers said early that they could not, they don't have the numbers there, they're hoping that maybe they might get enough cave-in from Republican senators who will say, okay, well, we're not going to let you have the impeachment, but we'll go along with making sure Donald Trump is sanctioned and that he will never, ever be allowed to run for office again. Do you see some great compromise on the horizon there coming about?
Well, hopefully not. But, I mean, one way you can solve your frustration is to turn off the TV. I have not turned on this sham because that's exactly what it is. It's a constitutional sham. There's nothing constitutional about what's happening in the halls of Congress right now. Mm-hmm. During an impeachment hearing, the Chief Justice is supposed to preside over the impeachment hearing. And guess what? The Chief Justice, John Roberts, bowed out. Well, he bowed out because it's an unconstitutional spectacle.
Right.
Is what this is. Instead of doing the will of the people and actually going to work on behalf of the people, specifically in a pandemic, to provide those that have been hurt the worst during this time under Democrat policies, of course, especially lockdowns, the Democrats are just punting. All of these promises that the demented pawn made during the campaign when we saw him. For example, $2,000 checks were supposed to be immediate, and then
right.
All of a sudden they went to $1,400, and then they went to zero. And so people are suffering, but the Democrats don't care. The Democrats only care about their power and the abuse of it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so the more power that they can have and the more power they wield, specifically when it comes to Donald Trump. And one thing I have to add, isn't it amazing to you how much power Donald Trump still has? He lives in their minds rent-free. Mm-hmm. He dominates every news cycle. He dominates the high headlines. And now he's dominating Congress. And he's not even president.
Exactly.
So this should tell you how much he is feared.
Yes, exactly. That was my point in talking with Jordan Sekulow mm-hmm. right before you came on, is that, you know, why are the Democrats so afraid of Donald Trump? And they're threatened by his independence. See, they don't have any levers to pull on him. And this is what we appreciate. You and I talked about this early on when he first became president of the United States. What I loved most was that he was not going to be beholden to the traditional bureaucratic elite and lever pullers. He was in it 100% for we the people. And this populist idea, which, you know, gathered traction. But, you know, the thing is the Republican Party itself has to find a way to, you know, I guess maybe recapture some independence that Donald Trump showed them what it could do, that it could keep them from compromising their values and holding to the, you know, principles of the Constitution that promote we the people.
Right, and I think that the GOP of yore never understood the enemy. They wanted to always compromise with the enemy, which came at the behest of sacrificing our principles on the altar of progressive ideology. And that's exactly what the American people were fed up with, specifically independents, libertarians, Republicans. And Donald Trump even engaged people who had never voted before in their lives.
Right.
First-time voters. I know plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke the language of the average American, even though he was a billionaire. The Democrats have become multimillionaires and billionaires off the backs of we the people. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is a good example of that. What happened at GameStop last week, whereby we had a bunch of young traders all of a sudden short squeeze a bunch of wealthy billionaires on Wall Street. And instead of rushing to the defense of the young Reddit users, the Democrats rushed to the defense of Wall Street.
Of course.
And so you have to watch what they do and not necessarily what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump said a lot, did a lot in the short 4 years that he was in office. And yet you have these impeachment managers that have been on the government teeth, on the taxpayer dole for decades. And they're using their power in order to destroy a constitutional process. But that's exactly what the Democrats promised. When the Democrats, including Barack Obama, when he was in office, God help us, and he still is in office, quite frankly, this is the third term of Obama, when he promised to fundamentally transform our country, he certainly didn't mean he was going to turn it into a laissez-faire, free market, freedom-loving, capitalist society. No. They wanted to fundamentally transform our country by destroying the Constitution, mm-hmm. because the Constitution really is our only firewall.
Right.
As of now, specifically, we don't have an elected firewall to stop them from trampling all over the Constitution, to shred it, to abridge our constitutional rights. We don't have that in the elected. So the only thing that we do have that prevents the fundamental transformation of the country into a third world hellhole is the Constitution, and that's what stands the Democrats' way.
Well, and the ironic thing of all this, Megan, was supposedly Barack Obama was a constitutional professor. And a constitutional law professor, and you go, wait a minute, you know, it just seems by his actions, again, you look at the actions and the fruit of their actions, and what you sense between he and Michelle is they hate America. I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, it's like what I came away thinking was that they have no regard for America, America's people, America's history. You know, it's like we're the worst of the worst, and they saw it themselves as being the, you know, the saviors to the greater world, to the global environment and the community, because of how America has been unjustly blessed. And this comes from somebody who supposedly is a man of faith. And I go, I don't understand why you don't understand. When we say God bless America, it's an acknowledgement that God has blessed and even now continues to bless America. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bill
Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, I'm an old school broadcaster, as you know. I mean, I've been around broadcasting for over 50 years. And one of the things that I was trained on very seriously with the threat of never, ever being behind a microphone again was that there were certain things that the FCC dictated when it came to reporting on issues. That if you went to edit a soundbite, for example, it had to be kept within the context. You could not conveniently chop up a soundbite or video to push a narrative. That was against FCC rules and regulations. Now, this is what the Democrats have blatantly done with the video presentation that looks very dramatic. If people are ignorant, and as Rush Limbaugh would say, a low-information voter, and all they count on is what they think is news from MSNBC and CNN and the likes, well then, you know, they're in trouble, and we, as we the people, are in trouble because they're not getting the whole truth and nothing but. And what these Democratic House managers have done is such a gross disservice to the people in the way they presented their case. Now, they got away with it, you know, because some people say, well, why do they do that? Why are they allowed to get away with it? Well, they get away. They're able to get away with it. And so now they're doubling down. But dare I say that they're going to rue the day, because what they have opened up in terms of, as Chuck Schumer would say, in releasing the whirlwind, that whirlwind, they will find out, will come on them, just like the whirlwind that Harry Reid released in the Senate and how it came back to bite them. And I suspect down the road, in a sad sort of commentary, if we can't get above this, that the Republicans are going to be tempted to dish out the same type of porridge that the Democrats are pouring out to the people right now.
Will require some fight and also understanding who the enemy is in order to fight on their battlefield. And I just haven't seen that in the Republican Party until Donald Trump came along and actually, confirmed judges, got Supreme Court nominees through. We'll see how, if that even really helps us. There's been some decisions as of late that are concerning. But nonetheless, the Democrats, we can't expect them to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. We can't certainly expect them to abide by the Constitution, because they've proven that they're nothing, and I hate the word because it's so beige, but it's hypocrites.
Yeah.
We saw how they treated one segment of society that was burning and looting cities across this country to the tune of $3 billion and 30 deaths, and they referred to that as the summer of love and peaceful protest.
Yes. Mostly peaceful, yes.
Of course. And then we, of course, now see this impeachment sham conducted in what looks like a banana republic's court, trying to implicate, 300,000 Americans on the bad actions of a few.
Yes.
No one can tell me that Capitol riot, I mean, it's so overblown. Was not staged and set up.
The FBI is supporting that as well, to your point.
Correct.
And the other thing, too, a quick view of the video. How many helmets did you see in the crowd? I saw a lot of helmets. Now, when I saw video and witnessed anything, for a Trump campaign, so to speak, I didn't see one helmet ever. But suddenly there's helmets at the Capitol.
Right. And then I think one thing that we also should be aware of, there's plenty of video that shows the Capitol Police actually opened the doors and opened gates and allowed people with helmets and allowed people with flagpoles and allowed people with backpacks in the chambers.
Yes.
There's no pat downs. There's no x-ray machine. Mm-hmm. You're just going to let people carry in armaments, potential armaments. When I was having protests on Lafayette Square back in 2019, I couldn't even carry balloons onto federal property because those were considered contraband.
Wow.
But you're telling me all of a sudden I can just waltz in off the street in the Capitol where the vice president is at that time with a backpack on my back and a flagpole on my hand and in one case horns on my head.
Right.
You know, anybody that looked at the events on January 6th and saw an insurrection was doing it for political gain. And that's what this is about. They are using what was a setup to in order to establish more power. And then, of course, in turn, to categorize us as domestic terrorists.
Right. And what they were able to accomplish here, Megan, the whole point of all this was there was a needed debate regarding the results of the election. Have you had a chance to see Mike Lindell's documentary?
No, I have not, but it's on my list.
You have got to see this, Megan. I tell you, the other night, somebody sent me a link, and I go, oh, a two-hour document. I don't have 2 hours. And, you know, doing a show that I do every day, it takes up a lot of time. But anyway, I started watching it. It was so compelling that I had to watch it to its conclusion. So I didn't have 2 hours, but I made 2 hours of it. It is awesome, because what they prove with evidence, by bringing in experts, MIT experts, people that have been in IT for the military, you know, scientists, you know, people that know what they're talking about. And on top of that, they use, oh yes, go figure, already government apps to track votes. And they're tracking the votes coming in, the manipulation of the votes and communication with the Dominion machines and the other machines. Because it's not just Dominion. It's all the machines that are being used, which are connected to the Internet, that are all suspect. And it shows real-time application of these votes being altered. It is mind-blowing. Now, if anybody was ever interested in making sure that our elections going forward were free and fair, they need to look at this. This is, you know, this is pretty revealing, and it's awesome, and it demonstrates clearly, and that's why I mentioned earlier, I wonder in the conversation that Joe Biden had with the president of China, President Xi, if he said to President Xi, remember when Trump met with Putin, the deal was, well, did you tell Putin that he better not ever mess around with our elections again? Did you really get on him? Well, in this documentary, it shows that over 60% of the votes manipulated came out of communist China.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to find out what the Democrats, if you want to find out the truth, find out what the Democrats don't want to talk about. And they certainly just don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very interesting story last week. I believe it was published, not in the mainstream media, perhaps, but maybe in the Chicago Tribune or one of the smaller regional papers, that customs authorities had confiscated or held millions of counterfeit dollars that they had found that came directly imprinted from China. And I'm thinking, if China can print millions of dollars in counterfeit 100 bills, what's preventing them from printing ballots?
Well, we know they did.
Right?
We know
right?
They did.
So,
I mean,
so
yeah,
you know, like I said, when you want to find out the truth,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to know where the truth is, find out what the Democrats don't want to talk about.
Exactly.
And the Democrats do not want to talk about election integrity. As a matter of fact, Time magazine wrote an excellent article exposing the cabal behind the rigged election, but instead of calling it rigging, they said, oh, no, please, just call it fortified.
Yes, right.
And that's exactly what the Democrats do with pretty much everything in order to disguise their tyranny. They place euphemisms on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Affordable Care Act. There was nothing affordable about the act, and it certainly wasn't about health care.
Yes.
So, you know, like I said, just follow the money, and you can easily follow the money when it comes to China, to Beijing, Joe Biden.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Megan, how can people be in touch with you?
ReaganBabe.com, and they can find me on Twitter still, and barely on Facebook, but I'm there.
Yeah, on Twitter for as long as it lasts. The president, of course,
right,
for life now has been banned from Twitter. Are you ready for that? No big surprise.
No.
So much for our First Amendment right. Look,
that's
it.
Right.
It's time for America to be fearless and go after the truth no matter where it leads. Megan Barr, thank you. Be careful.
Thanks.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Martinez, we have a country to save.
I love that he said we. One word of the most important document of our country. It starts out with we the people. It really puts the responsibility where it belongs, and that would be on you and me. Thank you for joining in 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Dr. Robert Jeffers with us, the preeminent pastor. We're going to be talking about his new book, A Place Called Heaven. But before we do, Pastor, first, let me welcome you to the show. Good to have you back with us, as always.
Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Pastor, I know that you were very close to Donald Trump, and many of us continue to pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding to be about this president as he continues, even as a citizen, to be, persecuted by those on the left. And I'm sure you've been in touch with him and continue to pray for him as well. Just real quick, your thoughts about his presidency and how grateful, many of us are for what he did for freedom's sake in 4 years.
Well, he called me a couple of weeks ago. We had a great discussion, and I'm telling you, Bill, he's the most resilient human being I know. He was in great spirits, and we talked about the last 4 years, and I said, Mr. President, you have been the most pro-life, pro-religious president in history, and we owe you a debt we could never repay. And I believe that, Bill. I mean, somebody asked me recently, a reporter, do you regret now supporting the president? I said, I have no regrets whatsoever. We supported this man because of his pro-faith policies, and I think as we see the leftist agenda of Joe Biden put into action, we're going to appreciate even more what President Trump did in appointing 200 federal judges, 3 Supreme Court justices to serve as a backstop against this radical agenda of the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, the what the left was able to do in, you know, bifurcating, you know, the body politic of our country is just absolutely disgusting. I wrote a piece last week, and I think you'd appreciate this because it was drawn from Genesis. And the statement was, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, and you think about the cabal that came against this president for all the good that he was representing. You know, our Lord God Almighty choosing life over death, you know, securing the livelihoods of many Americans, getting them off the welfare line, giving them a job. You know, the misery index had just absolutely fallen as a result of his leadership, canceling all these burdening regulations, making us energy independent, which we hadn't experienced since Truman, you know, on and on. But in spite of all those great things that Barack Obama or any, you know, even Bill Clinton would have loved to have had a tenth of the success of this president. The media and everybody else told us, no, we had to hate Orange Man bad, and get him out of there no matter what. And now you've got buyer's remorse. You got voter's remorse saying, hey, I didn't vote for this. What did you think? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, Joe Biden's been around for 50 years. You didn't think he was going to do that?
And what you've seen happen in the last 10 days, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes.
All of the executive orders that are just promoting ungodliness. I had I'll be on Lou Dobbs tonight talking about Biden overturning the Mexico City policy yesterday. And this is the hypocrisy. Everybody talks about, oh, what a religious man Biden is. And I said in my op-ed yesterday, you can't be in the church on Sunday saying Jesus loves the little children of the world and in the Oval Office on Thursday signing a death warrant for millions of children around the globe by overturning this Mexico City policy. It is rank hypocrisy. It's rank liberalism. But the good news, Bill, and this is for your listeners, is even though the occupant of the Oval Office has changed, the occupant of the throne of heaven has not changed.
Amen.
God is still in control.
Exactly. And this is the thing, you know, for Catholics around the world who see the second Catholic in the Oval Office in our country's history, I can tell you, being raised Catholic, Pastor Jeffers, that there is nothing ever in my reading and training that would authorize the abortion of babies, the selling of baby parts, the comfort care offering of a child who is post-abortive and survives an abortion. This is how absurd this has become. And as you say, it is rank hypocrisy that needs to be called out. I don't care if you're a Catholic, a Protestant, you know, a devout Muslim, whatever. Just go right on down the line. Death is not the choice. You know, if you're going to choose death, then you're aligning yourself with the evil forces that we're already dealing with that God made clear ever since, you know, that fateful day in paradise.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think this is why it's so important that we not give up. We need to push back. But at the same time, Bill, and this is why I wrote this book, A Place Called Heaven Devotional, this is a great time to remind us that this world is not our ultimate home, that God has something much better planned for us. And that's what I want Christians to focus on who may feel a little depressed right now.
Exactly.
God is in control. He's got a wonderful future for you. And that's why Colossians 3 says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
Well, I love the devotional. It is such a blessing, and it's perfect. I mean, in its timing, to remind us that we're sojourners, that this is temporary, that there is an eternal future for all of us. And it's not about being so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, but it's also to kind of, you know, reset the thermostat of our lives, so to speak, and also our compass to realize where are we going to end up? Are we going to end up in heaven or hell?
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's a great phrase you used about people. You hear this trite expression, oh, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Bill, I've never met anybody like that before. You know, C.S. Lewis said the problem is not that we think too much of heaven, but that we think too little of it. And he said history has shown that the Christians who are most effective in this world are those Christians who think most about the next world. And that's the whole thing. When we think about heaven, we think about the length of eternity, it makes us want to use the brief years we have here on earth even more effectively. And in this book, what I've done is with 100 devotionals, I take about 4 minutes to read each day, challenging people for the next 100 days to fix your hope on the hope of heaven.
Exactly. Well, on day 11, you ask a ponderous question. You said, have you ever thought of heaven as a real place?
Yeah, a lot of people think that heaven is just a state of mind, but Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And that word place, topos, is a geographical location. Heaven is a real place. Jesus left this earth a real place to ascend into, not a state of mind, but into an actual place, and he's coming back to take us into himself.
Now, another question you pose is, why do you think Satan tries to deceive people with the myth that heaven is going to be boring?
Yeah, I think, you know, the secret fear most Christians have about heaven is it's going to be one unending church service 24/7. Well, the fact is, we are going to worship God, and it'll be worship like we've never experienced before, but worship isn't the only thing we do. We're going to work in heaven. God created us to work. I mean, Bill, you very well could be having an eternal celestial talk show in heaven.
As long as I have you as a guest, hallelujah.
Well, we can talk forever without commercial breaks. I mean, it'll be great.
Exactly.
But why do we think these gifts we have are just for this life only? God has made us eternal beings, and we're going to have real responsibilities in heaven.
Well, and as you say, God told us in the garden to be fruitful and multiply, to be productive. And that's when we're happiest, is when we are productive. So can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven when we are at our most productive?
That's exactly right. No restrictions. We'll enjoy work as God intended us to.
Well, Pastor, again, you're such a blessing to everyone and putting things in perspective, especially during these trying times. I know some people are coming out of what we experienced and their heads are reeling a little bit. But thank you for resetting our compasses and our focus to realize that all this is temporary, leading to the eternal, which will be forever. Amen, right? Okay, thank you so much. A Place Called Heaven, a devotional, 100 Days of Living in the Hope of Eternity. I'm in the middle of it right now. I tell you, you are going to be blessed. Get your hands on it. The book is available all the usual places and linked in our website at thebillmartinezshow.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers.
AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of The Movie Guide, Mr. Valentine himself. As we approximate Valentine's Day, all the best to you and yours. Happy Valentine's Day, and I pray that the love of God would surround you dearly, Dr. Ted.
I appreciate it, and my wife and I did not get married on Valentine's Day, which many people do. We got married on the 18th, so, you know, we decided not to compete with Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but with you and your wife, every day is Valentine's Day, Ted. I know that.
That's exactly right. How did you know?
Because I know. I know the way you live your life. I mean, you know, hey, look at, you know, given the choice, I mean, why not? Why not make every day Valentine's Day?
Well, it's true. And, you know, my wife's been on chemotherapy and, you know, infusions for 25 years. So she's constantly getting operations, and they're very serious. So every day is a miracle. Every day is a blessing.
Amen.
And every day gets me to do a lot of work that I didn't expect when we first got married. So there you go.
Well, bless your hearts, and we continue to pray for her and you and the family, because you know, this is tough. But when you the other side of that coin is you know, like the Bible says, he who knows their God will be doing mighty exploits. It's not so much about the exploits, I say, as much as it is having that intimate relationship with God. Your walk with God has been so defined and expanded because of what you and your wife have gone through together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen some people, you know, it's not easy. Let's face it.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite often because you and I are strong believers and believe in all the blessings that God is giving us, and I see them all the time. But, you know, Oral Roberts put into perspective, 6 months before he died, we had lunch and a couple of people, and he said, because, you know, we're all members of NRB like you.
Yes, right.
And,
exactly.
And he said, you know, there are three types of healing. My wife was sick at that time. And so he said, you can have instant healing, which we all look forward to. You can have medical healing, which is why we're building the hospital on our property. And then you can have the ultimate healing. So,
yes, exactly.
You know, we have many of us forget that there is a whole theology of life. God says that there'll be trials and tribulations. So, you know, we can't ignore it. We're not just living as Gnostics thinking that we're in a bubble. We're not in a bubble. We're in a real world, real pain, real suffering that needs a real Jesus.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And to share with you a personal story, if I might, was I went through an extreme trial, and one that you go through the fires and you're still smoking. I mean, it was a tough one to endure. And as you say, it's not always about roses and rainbows. But it took me probably about 6 months after that, Ted, when I would pray the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is one of my favorite prayers. Maybe because I was raised Catholic. I don't know. It's just also the idea that, you know, it's a prayer that Jesus gave us. It's a prayer that is shared on Saturdays and Sundays and most days around the world. You think about it. You know, people are praying the Lord's Prayer on a daily basis. And to think that you get to join in corporately with others around the world, you know, saying the same words. Well, you know, after I had gone through this trial, I would go to pray, and I was leading a prayer group, and I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer, and when it got to "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done," my brain couldn't handle it, and I just said, "God, I can't. I need a break. I cannot pray that right now. I've had too much of Your kingdom right now. If I could be perfectly honest, and God could handle that." And that's what started a different depth of relationship between me and God, because I realized I could be honest and say, you know, this is not good. I don't like this. And He didn't turn me into a pillar of salt.
Well, you know, we could talk about this forever, because one Christian leader, a friend of ours that you have on your show, who his wife said to me, because she prays for Lily, you can't be, this was 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, you can't be angry at God. You know, you go through those moments of saying, God, why is this happening to me? Right. And so I spent about 2 months being discouraged about that. Right. And then my son walked in, who was in Hollywood High School. My daughter, you know, you drive into the parking lot, and these kids had Maseratis and cars that, you know, I'll never afford because I'm in ministry. Mm. And they were on a ministry scholarship to this Hollywood High School, and there had been just a scandal with a professor and a daughter, you know, one of the students, et cetera. And he said, you know why we're all doing well is because we have to take care of Mom. We have to drive her to UCLA to the hospital and all this stuff. So, that quickly brought me out that there was another perspective. That,
yes.
God had sown seeds of such faithfulness into my children, such love in my children, such compassion. Which was incredible. And then I started to see that every day is a miracle.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you about Bill Maher once again. He is letting his lips fly. And I'm sad for him. I'm sad that he thinks he can mock the Bible. God says he will not be mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. And his perspective was the Capitol riot was a faith-based initiative.
Well, he does this frequently, and there are periods when he almost sounds sane, you know, when he was clearly saying to his other atheists and radical liberals, far leftists, that the Muslim threat was a real threat. I mean, he understood that, and of course, several of his atheist friends understood that because they dislike all religion. Not realizing that atheism is the religion that's killed more people in the 20th century than any other religion. If you go look at the Black Book of Communism just for Russia, it's close to 60 to 80 million people. And then you had Mao, it's over 120 million people. So way ahead of anybody else in terms of killing people.
Right.
And you can see that in the reflections. But they don't think logically. I've just been reading two great books. And the first one was Danubia by John Winder in England, not John Wimber, but John Winder. A brilliant book, and he comes to the conclusion that the destruction of the 20th century, which started off with World War I, more men were killed than ever before, about 11 million men, and then you had the women, the children, and the towns, and the new artillery, and the gassing, and all that stuff. And he says it was the liberals. The liberals were the ones who did it. They were the ones who were so smug before that they thought that you know, they could get away with designing a world that is democratic. As Plato says, democracy is mob rule, and it became mob rule all over Europe. We don't want democracy. You want checks and balances, and that's what the founding fathers learned. And unfortunately, because Bill Maher does not understand the sinfulness of man, he doesn't need to know, understand the love that Jesus has for him. Jesus has tremendous love for him. And can't wait for Bill Maher to come into the kingdom of heaven. And then the angels will be rejoicing. And I could tell you jokes about that, but I won't.
Okay. The interesting thing about his statement, he goes on to associate QAnon with Christianity. I'm not sure how he gets there.
Well, a lot of people do that, you know, because I'm in Hollywood. So, you know, I hear this all the time. This is not a rare thing. And Q is, you know, this is, I tried to listen at one point and it was so ridiculous. I used to work at the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, in the Securities Fraud Department. But, you know, people, as Chesterton said, people who don't believe in anything will believe. You know, and in everything, and that's what they're doing today. I misquoted him, and you're going to have to correct that quote.
No.
But the truth of the matter is that Bill Maher is feeding off all the CNN, all the other lines that are out there, as long as they're opposed to religion, because he's an atheist.
Yes, exactly.
And you see Dawkins and other people doing exactly the same thing. And, of course, their favorite heroes, like Darwin, led to Stalin saying that he could kill millions of people. It didn't matter. It was survival of the fittest. And Hitler killing millions of people, saying it didn't matter. It was survival of the fittest. They don't understand the consequences of their action. And if you want to listen to a great course on Audible or from the great courses, you can listen directly to the great courses. It's a course on the wisdom of history, because he points out that people do not learn from history. They didn't learn in the 20th century, and they're not learning now.
Amen.
And try telling your kids that they're about to do something wrong. Don't do it. You're going to get in trouble. And they say, no, I got to learn for myself. Well, learning from yourself is a lack of intelligence. As PSA said, you know, an animal has to stick its foot in the trap to know it's a trap, but man can learn from secondary sources, and the best other source for finding out about killing and anything else is the Bible. And if Bill Maher recognized that, his life would be turned around.
Could you imagine? I imagine that for him, because I know the difference it made in my life as well. Well, some rather great stories there that you want to be on the lookout for. There's a review of the SEAL Team episode 315, Rules of Engagement, and also the article on former President Donald Trump resigning from the Screen Actors Guild. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. And it's always an honor to have Dr. Ted Baer with us, founder, publisher of MovieGuide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.